Tomorrow, Scott Panetti is scheduled to be executed in the state of Texas for a crime he committed with a shaved head wearing army fatigues when he shot his in-laws with a deer rifle while his wife and daughter looked on. At the trial, he rejected any counsel, insisted that Jesus, the Pope, and JFK were material witnesses in his case, along with 200 others he demanded be brought to the stand for him to question as his own lawyer while wearing a cowboy suit with a purple bandana. He was convicted. He was not declared mentally ill, even though his mental illness has been an issue already gone before the U.S. Supreme Court. Humanitarian groups around the world have said his execution would be a crime. Death penalty opponents say this is another example of how the prison system has become a mental health dumping ground. Lisa Roth is a reporter researching mental illness in the criminal justice system through a Soros Justice Fellowship.
You know, I talked to a lawyer in Louisiana recently who said that there are two reasons you end up on death row, and one is being poor and the other is being mentally ill.
And, you know, in this particular case, and again, neither of us are necessarily clinically qualified to decide, this is the state of mind, at least as described by the executive director of the Texas Defender Service, of Scott Panetti as he approaches his execution.
He's aware there's an execution date, but his theory as to why he has an execution date is bizarre. He believes that the prison system wants to prevent him from preaching the gospel and serving as this example to other prisoners on death row. He doesn't believe it has anything to do with the deaths of Joe and Amanda Alvarado.
Now, the Alvarados are the people that Panetti killed. Catherine Case is speaking there about Scott Panetti's state of mind. In this particular case, why is it cruel and unusual to kill someone who's mentally ill, who may not even be aware of what's going on? You could make an argument that they're not going to suffer pain. They're going to just sort of go off to dreamland. I mean, that sounds cruel, but it's an argument.
It is an argument. What the Supreme Court has said is that executing somebody with mental illness really, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't serve as a deterrent because nobody who is in their right mind is going to commit these crimes. And it doesn't really serve as retribution for the victims because this person, again, really doesn't know what's going on. This question here where we talk about Panetti's understanding of having an execution date and why he's being executed is really the crux of the question. When his case actually went to the Supreme Court in 2007, the Supreme Court threw it back to the lower courts and said, we think that people who with mental illness shouldn't be executed, but they have to have a really rational understanding, quote unquote, of why they're being executed. So Panetti understands he's to be executed. He understands why Texas wants to execute him, but his understanding of why they're going to execute him is completely different.
So in fact, based on that logic in Texas, his bizarre conspiracy theories actually help the court to come up with an argument to execute him. Listen.
Recently, he's been fixated on a belief that the prison system implanted a listening device in one of his teeth. He believes that he is the father of Selena Gomez. He also believes that as a child or a young man in Wisconsin, that he met Valerie Plame.
That's Catherine Case again speaking. If he believes all this and he believes that that's why he's being executed, the fact that he knows he's being executed qualifies as not being mentally ill.
His lawyers say that this, the delusions that he's having, these bizarre fixations, show that he's too mentally ill to understand the true reason why he's being executed. So for his lawyers say, in order for him to have a rational understanding, he needs to understand that he is being executed because he shot his in-laws. And Texas is saying he's actually not that mentally ill, that he does have this understanding of that he is going to be executed, that there's a reason for him to be executed, and that that's sufficient.
What does it say about the United States that the largest mental health care institution in this country is the U.S. prison system?
It says it's something that we need to really be thinking about because it's not doing anybody on the prison side or on the prisoner side any favors not to be dealing with it.
And Panetti's execution, a symbol or a footnote?
I hate to say it, but I think it's a symbol at this point.
All right. Thank you so much, Elisa. It's been great talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Elisa Roth is reporter researching mental illness in the criminal justice system through a Soros Justice Fellowship.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.